When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Five Aside. It's your boy Chidalo. Today I'm with very familiar figures, Sam, Ope, and Namdi should turn on his camera in due time. How far, guys? What's he doing?
Yeah, man.
No,
I'm chilling. Every week, Halan Scott is a good week.
Oh, I can hear music in someone's background.
Sorry, it's my background. I go mute time. Now, anyway, some guys read in my area.
Oh, sounds like you're having a party. But how far? How was your Champions League week? I mean, I actually mostly watched games on Tuesday. Wednesday, I watched most of the highlights. I mean, I know Sam, being a Chelsea fan, will give us the full rundown on Chelsea's game, because I'll be honest, I actually didn't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
At least for Arsenal's perspective, it was a very low-key Champions League week. I can't really complain. But yeah, I think the biggest games I kind of want to go through are the Chelsea's 2-2, City's 4-1, and Liverpool's 1-0, as well as Barcelona's 3-3 draw.
And Bayern PSG.
And yeah, Bayern PSG, of course, as well. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with Chelsea.
Yeah.
Let's start with Chelsea. Sam, what would you say the biggest issue was with Chelsea in that game, if there was an issue?
I don't think it was like an issue like with that game. I think it was a disappointing result because it was a draw. I expected to win away at in Baku. But I think that this is just going to be the staple of Chelsea, like in the now, all the way to probably either the end of season. Towards the end of season, where things will be like more stabilized, because the Chelsea fans right now are in like, they're just split, right? So people, their opinion splits from week to week. So when we win, yeah, Maresca in, this is the manager, this is the gaffer, blah 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 blah. When Chelsea draw or lose, then oh, he's bad, he got it wrong. Like, it's a lot of like results based analysis when it comes to Chelsea currently, but the problem is just very obvious. Like, the problems are very obvious. The squad is a young squad. And the only thing that is consistent with young squads is inconsistency. Like, they win this big game today. They play a small team. Then they draw or magically last minute, 90th minute loss from nowhere. So, it just happens. Now, the people that are blaming the coach, that the coach got the tactics wrong, I don't honestly agree with that at all. I think the coach got the tactics 100% right. Right? Maybe not 100%, but at least 90% right. We played over the weekend. We've played in the club. The coach had to rotate the team. He just has to rotate the team. There's not... You're going 5,000... I mean, it's
2,000 plus.
Yeah, it was 2,500 miles from London to Baku, right? They will play there, then come back, and then prep for the weekend game. You already have your exertions with Club World Cup, and you can see it with PSG as well. Their players are falling like flies, just like Chelsea. Like, it's like we're going band for band with injuries with PSG, which it was expected, right? It was expected because nobody has... Up until that time, nobody had played that lead in club football. Nobody had played that lead and then resumed the season that early. It had never been done before, except for this season, because, of course, the Club World Cup is a new tournament. So there had never been club football played that lead, and the season started that early ever. And so we're seeing the effects of that with Chelsea and PSG. So the coach needed to rotate. He just had to rotate. There was no way Caicedo would play 90 here against Tottenham and then go and play 90 against in Baku. But he did play that game, and Enzo Fernandez had to play that game too. But the coach had to rotate. You earlier in the season, he asked for a center back. The hierarchy pushed back and told him to find solutions within the squad, right? You gave him a replacement left back for Cucurella, which is Ahato, but he also plays left center back for Ajax too, so he can debutize there. So he played him, and every center back that we've played this season has had their own share of like mistakes. He was the last person left, right? Chaloba has done his mistakes. Achimpong has done his mistakes. Tosi, God knows, has done his mistakes. Fofana hasn't really done his mistakes per se, but he's barely available because fitness. He played 90 minutes against Tottenham. He was even pulling up at the end of the game, but we had used all our subs, so he had to finish the game. There's no way he was going to play this game, right? Chaloba played 90. There was no way he was going to play this game, right? So it's Tosin and either Achimpong or Hato, right? Hato has played Champions League, and he had not made any mistake until this game. God willing, a 19-year-old centre-back, he made the mistakes that cost the two goals, right? God, like, as God would have it, it was him that made the direct errors that caused the goals. Not to say that Tosin was good either. He too, he was also making mistakes, but his own didn't lead to goals. So it had to happen. In the third minute of the game, Lavia pulled up and just got injured. And God knows when we'll see him again. So Caicedo, who wasn't even supposed to play, had to come on and play that game at whatever pace he could play so that he can still play again when we get back and play over the weekend. So that's just going to be the story of Chelsea season until late in the season. It happened with Colwell last season too, where he was making mistakes early in the season. But as with defenders, they need time, they need game time, they need more experience. And towards the end of the season, Colwell was our best defender because after repetition, he locked in. So that is just going to be growing pains with Chelsea. I think Chelsea can beat Arsenal and Barca in the same week and lose the remaining games. I think they can also lose those two games and then win all the games all through December. That's just how inconsistent they are. And I just think it's the nature of the beast with this current team. And that's just going to have to happen.
So
I think Chelsea can beat Arsenal.
I think Chelsea can beat Arsenal. I think Chelsea can beat Barcelona. I don't think any of the wins would... I mean, it's an opinion, right? But I don't think any of the wins will matter to... Because they will draw points.
Yeah, but still.
Whatever they do, even if they lose to Barca and Arsenal, they can win points there. But I think it will just be the inconsistencies we show.
My brain tells me that Chelsea can't beat Arsenal, but Chelsea can beat anybody based on what we've seen over our
years. So is Arsenal not anybody?
Exactly. Arsenal is somebody.
I don't think Chelsea... I mean, Arsenal defense is too unlocked. I don't think Chelsea...
It doesn't matter.
I don't think they have it.
The defense unlock is not going to be through the whole season now.
Chelsea has won.
I think it will be through the whole season, man.
Chelsea has won.
They won't concede through the whole season.
No, I'm not saying they won't concede. They'll concede. Concede, go hard.
I don't want to change the conversation. So you're saying that the biggest issue with Chelsea, the constant issue would be throughout the season would be the
inconsistency,
the experience of the squad and the club world cup that will keep.
I think it's inexperience and depth. I think that's what you're saying, Abi.
Inexperience. The depth is fine, but like the inconsistencies within the squad would be like inexperience and fatigue, which also leads to injuries as well. So their performance is always going to just.
I mean, fatigue to me seems like a depth issue now, does it not?
Chelsea has like how many players?
It's not just about depth, but like quality depth. Do you feel comfortable making replacements to those first team players? Like now, let's say I said the injury. Are you confident in Lavia?
So let me explain right what I mean by that, right? The squad, right, signed players for depth, right? Mm. But those players too got injured. The replacement for Caicedo is not even actually Lavia, it's Dario Essugo, who is still recovering from an injury that he had beginning of season. He had surgery at the beginning of season. So Dario Essugo is out, right?
Wait, so a high injury?
He was training. I got injured.
Bought injured player or something. They
no, they didn't buy him injured. He played preseason, but he got injured. He played. He even played the Club World Cup. He played.
So your training too intense? Is that what it is?
No, it's not. So Maresca is doing. Is like I said, we've never had it in club football. A teams play that late into the season.
Yeah, but all these guys are injured. Did they even play in the Club World Cup anyway?
Yes, they did.
The Sugo guy.
Sugo played in the Club World Cup. Lavia played in the Club World Cup. Kobo played in the Club World Cup.
Also, I know you're right in terms of club football, but I know I read something about.
Okay, don't use Chelsea. Use PSG.
No, I was going to get to that actually, because I know I read somewhere. I know maybe not club football, but acting like people did. These high-level players didn't play games during that summer. That's not true. We've had the...
How many teams got as Chelsea and PSG?
I get what you're saying, but it's not...
No. If you get what I'm saying, then you won't use other clubs. You only use Chelsea and
not listen.
Nah, I mean, that's just one more game now.
I'm just saying...
It's not just one more game. You have to...
Okay, I mean, you go to...
I think high-level football, like, is not... This playing around that time of the year, high-level football is not a new thing. They've done that with Confed Cup before. I think just a game's difference or so. So this Confederation Cup, that was that is scrapped for other
teams.
Around that time of the year, these players, maybe not club football, have played professional level football, high level football, whether it's Confed Cup or last year's, the other year's Euros or whatever. But playing football at that time is not new. Even though FIFA and this try to make it seem like a huge thing, that was actually a new thing. Maybe not club.
Is the intensity of the type of football you are playing also? Because before, I get it, they still used to play, but a lot of times those games were still technically preseason games. So there was a lot of good. What?
Euros is not preseason.
Confederations Cup.
Yeah, that was around the same time.
Confederations Cup is the precursor to the World Cup.
Yeah.
It's always played a year before. It's never as. It doesn't even have as many teams. Why are you using that?
We had as many games if you went far. I think
it
like,
doesn't have as many teams. Games?
It doesn't matter what I'm saying.
Hold on. I don't get what your point is. I think you're trying to downplay something that has not happened before. And I don't think that makes any sense.
Okay. As many teams.
Your excuse should be if Chelsea, right? There are two things, right? There's nuance to everything. Chelsea plays in the Premier League, right? They're the only Premier League team to go that far. And you downplay the game. The game is only 90 minutes. The prep to the game, everybody knows how much training and prep to, like, what you see on a Saturday, Sunday is just the result of the week's intensity and work. That 45, 90 minutes is not where the strain is. Is the you wake up, you are practicing, you are doing drills, you are doing two sessions a day, you are resting, you are doing cryogenic chamber, you're doing sessions again, right before you now play the high-level football that's only for 90 minutes. So when you say it's just one more game, no, it's not just one more game. That means you have at least a week of extra minimum 4 sessions of training before the actual game. So don't just say it's just a game. It's not. And you've not seen high-level club football reach that far before.
Yes, so there's not high-level club football, but high-level.
If you've never seen it before, why are you trying to make an excuse? If it's never
National is different from club, I can see, like, because so the players are play for different clubs.
It has never happened. It's not as concentrated. Nobody has as intense injuries as PSG and Chelsea this season. Nobody does. So why are you trying to make an excuse?
Let's look at those numbers. Because doesn't Spurs have
a lot of... I mean, they got to Confederation, not Confederation, but Conference. They won Conference League too. So, I mean, yeah.
I can see
a lot of games. Yeah.
Obama is out. And he has only played 2 or 3 league games this season. Right? That's our best player. Right? Delap just came back from surgery. Right?
Delap got injured during Club World Cup, yeah.
Delap played, he didn't get injured during Club World Cup, but he got injured during the West Ham game, right? First or second game of the season, right? And this is going to be a theme with Chelsea. This is not our last
game. Get injured,
people are still going to get injured again. So when the club now signs depth, right, to replace them, I'm trying to answer now this question because I still remember it. when the club now signs players, right, for depth, and those depth players, some of them are not available. The ones that are, right, they need to gel and play games to get, like, more consistent. So it's not going to click now. I think it's going to click earlier in this, later in the season. That's how Pep used to do it. Even let's remove Club World Cup from it, right? Because I feel like that's the bone of your contention. Earlier, I don't know if you play FPL, you know when they talk about Pep roulette, right? Where you expect Pep to give you, okay, folding these guys. Then the guy say, no, I'm putting somebody else. And you're just like, why are you doing this to me, right? Pep always does that, right? And it seems stupid, and he drops points a bit, right?
Like in the first half of the season.
Yeah, the first half of the season, the odd loss, right? He's trying to figure out what sticks. Then, the later part of the season, he finds out that he can invert John Stones from centre-back to midfield. Then, they now go on a run. Not saying that's what Chelsea are going to do, two different situations, but ultimately, rotating your depth, because you know you are going to play multiple tournaments, right, is kind of how it's supposed to go. You play them, you lose some points here, you drop some points here, but ultimately, towards the end of the season, your starters have the quality and they know your playbook, so they'll perform. But then your subs, your replacements, will now catch up to the speed of the rest of the team, and then you now have a bigger squad that can, like, function. So if somebody is injured, you just plug and play. That's the idea here. So that's why I think the inconsistencies are. So I think that's why, and again, you're also stuck on the Chelsea beating Arsenal or this thing. I think Chelsea can beat Arsenal. I wouldn't be a fan if I don't think so, right? It's not, they've not beaten us since 2022 at Stamford Bridge. I think Chelsea can beat Arsenal, or at the very least, Aston will drop points at Chelsea. That's what I believe. And you're
free to do that. I can agree to that one.
You can feel free to disagree with me. That's what the pod is for. But I don't even think it will benefit us, because we can beat Arsenal and Barca the same week, and we will lose those 6 points back. We go lose that season. Or we can lose to Arsenal and Barca the same week and then go on a run and beat like 5 people or 7 people straight. That's how the point of that statement is to show the inconsistency. So that's, I'll drop it there.
Fair point. I don't think you can beat Arsenal now, Shai, because
we cannot score. As long as we
That's why we are fans now.
I hope we beat Chelsea. I think Arsenal should beat Chelsea, but of course Chelsea can. Yeah, a very talented squad. But
Esteban is doing well.
Yeah, for that game, honestly, I was excited to see the lineup, like Esteban starting, even though that seemed like a rotation thing. But Esteban, that guy brings me joy in Chelsea, man.
Did he start the game?
I think he started the game.
Pedro Neto is injured.
Because I think I was a bit puzzled.
He's injured.
Pedro Neto is injured. That's why.
Wow.
Who scored your first goal?
This is good for you, though.
Was it not Estaval? Who scored your first goal? Was it not Estaval?
And Garnacho.
So I know Pedro that. I see Garnacho. I'm happy you guys took him off our books.
Wait.
For the next game or the upper game. It's not a long term injury.
But guys, it was still Carabao, bro. That's a disappointing result.
That's what I'm just gonna say. It was still Carabao, man.
The way they countered you guys, I'm like, man, your defense is ass, bro. the positioning, bro, that shit was crazy.
I 100% agree. I don't even think it was even positioning. The ball, they just played it. The defender is in front of the ball, right? And they just skidibay him off the ball. Like, he was there, and they just shift, drop ball. Like, I'm like, guy, you were in front of the ball. There was another time, Tosin had the ball. He now tried to dribble back. The guy just collect the ball, just the goal. I was like, guy.
Yeah.
What's the meaning of this?
You and Barca have the same issue. That your defense, man. God.
Somebody said that Chelsea Barca game is ending 10-10.
I don't think Chelsea's problem defensively, same as Barca's problem defensively. Barca's problem defensively is so obvious, and it's just a bit.
Chelsea's defensive problem, I feel like, is very obvious, man.
No, Chelsea's problem. Maybe.
But the defensive problem is individual errors.
Exactly. Individual errors. Barca's system is just. It makes no sense sometimes when you see them play.
System is the fact that they have Chesney as the keeper, bro. Because I don't understand that till now. I mean, I'm not saying he's a terrible keeper.
Coordination on the line. They keep. I've never seen a team get caught like that consistently. consistently.
All the time.
I want to
one-on-one with keeper every time. That's not normal.
I want to temper that with something though.
What?
Okay. We have to be like very honest, right? You've never seen a team that plays that kind of high line, that this thing.
Okay, Ange. I've seen Ange.
Yeah, okay. No, that's not even where I was going. I'll just say, but it worked last season, Shala.
It worked, but
so if it worked last season, is it now all of a sudden stupid? I don't think so.
Okay, I think
yeah, fair.
I don't know who said Chesney, right? But Chesney, Inigo Martinez, and like just personnel and lack thereof, I think that's the problem. Like,
okay,
how did it work last season and it's not working this season now? Like,
maybe they've been figured out now. It's possible
they've been figured out to an extent, right? But I think it's also personnel.
Yeah,
because the people that were good at keeping that offside.
The personnel that I'm going for is Chesney, because I can't believe, like, I like Barcelona, right? And I've seen Chesney keep for Arsenal before. And honestly, I didn't fuck with the guy.
Bro,
like,
that was a long time ago, bro.
I think Chesney
is good.
He has improved.
I've seen Chesney.
Literally passed the ball to them.
He does leave that one mistake, but I've seen him save the ass countless times.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that Chesney became a serious keeper in Juve.
He became a serious keeper, and I get your point that you're saying he saves them, considering the number of chances they get, right? But to me, when I see a one-on-one keeper, Chesney is not the person I'll be scared of. I see him concede a lot of like crazy goals. Cause first off, I think his own technique of saving is just to choose his weight and dive, which is fair. That's what keepers have to do. You anticipate and you dive. But sometimes your positioning, the way you react to the ball, the way you keep your stance, it deflects the striker from knowing where to shoot.
They don't have a world-class keeper, but they have a capable keeper. I don't think keeper is just the problem, bro. It's definitely their defense and the way they are set up.
Last season,
it's a huge part, because you will see teams like Real Madrid, their defense is not that good, but Courtois will come and pull something off.
Even PSG
in the days of Donnarumma, when Donnarumma was there, that's why when they sold Donnarumma, I was like, this is crazy, but I'll see how it plays out. Because PSG too, they will concede a lot of chances. And you see Donnarumma making it might not seem like he's a great save, or even though in the moment you'd be like, oh, that's what a keeper is supposed to make. But Omo, if he's another keeper and they use that chance, if Arsenal should go and knock you now and Donnarumma is saving, if they say they score you one or two goals, game don't finish with that.
Yeah, so you're not coming
like
back in.
Those keepers, they play a key role. And in my Chesney, I don't see him as a ball player. I don't see him as a great shot stopper. So it's like, why is that your first choice?
I don't deny the importance of Chesney and having a world-class keeper. But
to be fair, they wanted to start with, though.
There are not many Donnarummas and Courtois.
To be fair, they were starting with that other guy now.
Joao Garcia.
Last season, their keeper was not even better than Chesney, the keeper they had last season. But to me, it felt last season they also had a problem. And that's why no serious pundits even had them winning the Champions League.
This year or last year?
Last year, the amount of chances they concede per game was insane. That Inter Milan game said, oh my goodness.
Yeah, sure.
Harry Kane had so many chances to score.
But is it not the same trade-off though? They also create.
They create, but you meet a very good defense that won't let you create.
Nah, I don't think. I don't think it's just personnel in that case, man. Like,
they concede so many times. It's not different this season. It's not different. Yeah. Just that they're not scoring. They're just not scoring more. So maybe who they're missing is actually an attack.
Me, right? I feel as though. That system, right, is a high risk, high reward system.
Yes.
And from what I've seen from it, the risk, the reward outweighs the risk. That risk, right, the reward from that football has won as a flick, a treble. That the reward from that team has won him Copa del Rey, La Liga, and whether not Super Cup or whatever the distance.
Yeah, but can you repeat? Bro, it was just one season, bro. I feel like teams are too confident now. Like, It's different when you like, bro. I think you can pull it off once. I don't think you can. I don't think you can pull it off again with the same personnel. Maybe if you change personnel.
I agree.
His attack is not. Is not working the same way it worked last season.
Even if he's working the same way. Even if he's working the same way.
But they have injuries too now.
When a team is confident to press you, is a problem. Like, look at us now. Teams are really confident to be like, oh, let me press their head. If you know you can press a team, even if you concede, you will still go and say, I can see, press their head and do what you want to do.
See, where I agree with Sam is that high risk, high reward thing. But this season, the biggest difference is that, okay, maybe because Rafinha and Lewandowski have been injured, the attack is not scoring.
Lewa is leaving the team this season now.
Well, I kind of disagree. Ope was talking about the keeper. Their defense is just as bad as it was last season.
I think it's just the same.
It's the same problem, but they are not scoring. That's why I don't even think it's sustainable.
I agree with... I think we're all saying the same thing, right? But in different formats. But I think, why do we create systems? Why do we play the sport? Why are we here? We are using Arsenal as the example of a good system that has not yielded any fruit yet.
This guy will throw
shit. Why are we using that? Whereas this guy has come in one season, right?
But I would say, look at this guy.
Because this is results-based analysis.
It's not results-based. Okay, it's results-based analysis, right? But I feel as though, like, you create systems, right? You build teams, you buy players. Like, we do all these long-term things, right, to create a system that works and wins. And this guy short-circuits it so fast. There are so many theoretical managers like Bielsa, one of the fathers, the most tactical minds ever known, like the godfather of Pep and everybody, right? And all these systems come out and they never win anything, right? And this guy comes and short circuits it. We are not going to have a very good defense, or we'll have an okay-ish defense, but we are going to have a very, very frightening attack. And we are going to use it, and we are going to mess teams up. I think that I'm more of, and I guess this is just how theory, like how we see football. Me, I'm more of like the fleeting time and what you do with that time than the sustainable thing. So I always rate Kaká, that had one Ballon d'Or, over Ryan Giggs.
You're a real Chelsea fan.
No.
That's a Chelsea thing to do.
I've been successful all my life, so it's not short-term success.
I'll rate
Kaká with one Ballon d'Or, right, over Ryan Giggs, who was a world-class player, or at least a very good player, for 50 years of his life. But he never was the best. He never was the cream of the crop. Like, he was very good. Maybe there was even a time he was best at Man U, but he was just never top three best players in the world. He just never was. But Kaká, in that fleeting moment, in that 1 month or two or that 6 month span, you are looking at the undisputed best footballer on the planet right now. So I guess that's why my thing, right? But I'm very hesitant to blast Flick, because for all these years, right, Arteta is building, and he might damn well win a treble, right? He probably won't, in my opinion. But he might, right? And he has spent this amount. But has Flick has short-circuited that system and just gotten that quick? What people play go years. Like, your manager is thinking. Your director has gone, talk to one person, talk to him papa, talk to him mama, he come the club. All those many, many things. And he short-circuits it so quick.
So would you be a Leicester fan or an Arsenal fan? Would you be a Leicester fan or an Arsenal fan?
Would I be a Leicester fan or an Arsenal fan?
Yeah.
I feel like you're asking me if I would rather be, you know, I'll sell crack, be a drug dealer, or I'll be a male prostitute and I'll be sucking prick. And the Leicester is the drug dealer. I'd rather be a drug dealer.
Wow. No way, you'd be Chelsea fan, so it's okay.
I know. But you get where I'm coming from, though. Like,
I understand what you mean, that, like, in terms of, okay, at you see what this social person A did at his very, very, very peak, as opposed to person B who's been consistent and maybe not to the level of person A.
Over and they are both needed in teams. They are both needed with a world-class team. I'm not saying, but I just tend to see like, it's not how far.
I honestly believe that Barca was an incredible attacking team. And yeah, maybe. But then again, La Liga, this season I know last. I feel like they did not face strong enough competition, to be honest. I think that's why they could pull off whatever they did.
Of course, they can't do that shit in Premier League now. They're not born there.
I don't think he does that in Premier League with that same kind of defense, to be honest. That also shows why he did not win La Liga. Sorry, not win Champions League. I think if they, I was really, 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 really hoping they got, to, they actually met PSG last season in Champions League.
I actually wasn't. I hate Barca the most.
I wanted to see that.
Why you hate us? What did we do you? We've been trash, sis.
That's now.
I like Barcelona. I'm actually a La Liga Barcelona fan, but it's
good. Yeah, I mean, Lamine fan, man.
Their club Brugge performance was pretty. It was exciting. I always enjoy their games.
Yeah.
That's what I love. I love attacking football. I love like flair. You know, as an Arsenal fan, I just want to win trophy. Now, it concern me.
What's it called? Arteta and a mixture of Pep and Mourinho. The only thing left is trophy.
Yeah, let's leave Arsenal for now. But for the Barcelona match, dude, who watched it? I saw Yamal's goal. Now, that was brilliant. Especially what I love about him most, though, is that Fermin's pass. The assist.
Say it's Club Brugge, though. Like, what's it? Like, they know supposed to dribble there before.
This is Yamal Pita.
Okay,
let me tell you, man. I was where you were last season, man. Actually, I don't hate on Yamal since Euros.
I don't hate on Yamal. Nah, he's good, man.
I packed my hits. And I just said, you know what? I will just be patient. When I watched that Inter Milan series actually made me shut up on Yamal.
Yamal is the goat. Like, he's cold. He's a dribbler. Right? So that's what I'm saying. If he's a dribbler, now Club Brugge, why would they celebrate that with the Toxic Magical? What are we saying here, bro?
Yeah, during that Courtois match, the Courtois game, I was like, oh my gosh, Courtois, this guy say, isn't the keeper not supposed to save? I'm like, wait, so if Allah score, we'll praise Allah. If keeper is saving, we'll say, is that not his job?
No, you said like that. You said Courtois is saving Madrid, and I'm like, is he saving Madrid too?
Yes, now it's his job, but it's his job too to score. He's not a striker.
Nah.
When I'm saying Haaland is saving
Madrid. Courtois is crazy, man.
When I'm saying Haaland is saving Man City, is Haaland not saving Man City? He's saving Man City, but it's his job to score.
Well, I guess.
Okay, now Lamine said they're doing his job. He's doing great.
I mean,
the goal was beautiful, Sha. You know, he dribbled them as usual. Like, you know, I would even say, honestly, the assist from Fermin laying off that ball was actually even crazier. It seemed like they were on sync. Like, he was all dribbling, and all of a sudden, the ball appeared in Lamine's belly. And I was like, but yeah, good game, Barca. Honestly, I think Club Brugge would have won. There was a penalty in that game that they disallowed. That was wishy-washy small. And the way I'm looking at that thing, if they actually gave them that penalty, because it was in dying minute, and I think they might have cancelled one of their goals also on one, like, you know, something offside. Cool shots.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that Club Brugge is going band for band with you, it might be the way Barcelona is playing, I don't think that's sustainable.
Their defense is so ass, bro. Like, it's so crazy. I think they had a whole year of watching them play, and now it's like, rah, who the fuck are you guys? Like, you can't pull this shit off again.
I think people figured out, like, it's not really about the striker trying to break down the line. Just late runs. Keep.
No, I think people figured out that the first pass is not the pass. You shouldn't be trying to break. So the thing is that people don't break the offside trap with the first pass. That's not what they are here for. So the striker can be offside. It doesn't matter. But when the ball goes to the guy on the wing, by the time the line is moving back, then the striker is now onside. And I think the first person, as much as it pains me to give him, first person, it wasn't the first person. Somebody else probably did in La Liga, right? But the first person that we watched on the big screen to do that thing is Harry Kane. Harry Kane hacked that thing very, very early. Back line will be high. He will go offside. Because he knows that you are not stupid to give him the pass now. So they will knock the ball around now to not go wide. By the time the line is coming back to track Harry Kane, all of us were not offside. We are not onside. As the first person that I saw it, I was like, this guy don't hack this thing.
That's Harry Kane is very has very high IQ.
I want to use your brain. Use your brain. I want you to use your brain.
That's why I was begging you last week. Crazy, man.
Use your head. Head. Why is a white man outthinking you?
I saw a lot of like La Liga, small La Liga team, but I don't feel that I do that to them. Like especially using midfielders to make the runs as well.
Yeah, the late run is always the hack. Never, I think a lot of teams and Madrid last season were doing it a lot. You just want to give him the first pass. No.
Because he's him that they are focusing on to keep offside.
Yeah, and he will do it 5 times. VAR will catch you 5 times. It's not like back in the day where one of the times the linesman will get it wrong, right? Human error. You will do it 11 times, all 11 now offside. You are just wasting your time. So, but well, I think these have figured it out.
This club Brugge drawing with Barcelona and Carabao drawing with Chelsea. I wonder if this format, I mean, with this format, I just feel like all the big teams will make it through. But I guess what makes it, what throws the curveball with it is that like, now, Chelsea now has to win harder games because losing to a small team like Carabao, that's like the small team you're getting. But then the other team, you now have to play Barcelona and Bayern. I guess that makes it trickier because with the way it is, I don't see how it's difficult. Maybe.
Nah, Chelsea back out will be something can happen.
But dropping, just, dropping
Chelsea points, Bayern, dropping though, I don't know.
Yeah, dropping points is not. Dropping ball. Points to small teams is where you can now enter in trouble as a big team like Chelsea.
I don't know what trouble you are referring to.
In terms of
Chelsea making top 8 or making the next stage, because I think we are getting there either ways. Anyhow, you want to slice it. Chelsea,
I think top 16 that goes through now, or how many? Yeah,
top 8 gets like the home advantage P.
Yeah, but
they don't get it as much as
the day.
Yeah,
so I think most teams will make it through now. Most top teams.
I feel like all prem teams should make it.
I think I'm talking about the top 8 because you have to play an extra game, right? If you don't make the top 8.
Yeah, you play an extra game if you don't.
Exactly. So for a team like Chelsea,
if we're talking about top 8, now Chelsea's top 8 chances are in jeopardy because we're now 33% to qualify.
That's what I'm saying. So you have to play an extra game. And then, like I said earlier, I think it would be easy to qualify anyway. But it's now, the wahala now is that like, in order to make the top 8, you have to win your difficult games that are coming up, like Bayern, this thing, and the rest.
To be fair, if you want to use some copium some copium medication, PSG did not. If you want to smoke blue canna, smoking on that Chelsea blue.
It's stranger things have happened. So as long as Chelsea is concerned, I cannot write anything off, to be honest.
You can if you want. Sure. You go see him again. You can if you want. But you go see him. History has showed you. You go see him again.
Anyway, Man City. It's like Foden. They use Champions League. Take, you know, enjoy life.
This is why we defer to Nandi now. Man City correspondent. Manchester correspondent.
Is Foden the go-to man for Champions League?
Is it the worst?
Because he seems to wake up. The go-to man for Champions League.
Nah, I don't think so.
Himself in this competition.
I mean, he's good. You know, all this one is just... Well, we know they play our mates, you know. The only person doesn't want our mates. Calm down now. Don't be disrespectful. You know, see that Champions League for trophy cabinet. Yeah,
of the hour. Dortmund are my you made too, but they even be senior man.
That's fine. But for City, either way, Man City, we get Champions League for trophy cabinet. So as I talk about Champions League trophy, calm down. just mute yourself. Because now how Arsenal they do for Champions League? Your cabinet now mute.
That was their favorite job.
I'm not sure how.
If you like their favorite, that's your.
I don't know how Arsenal got.
Because Arsenal is
currently favorite to win the Champions League.
You not the favorite every year. Calm down, but that one. That one nothing to do. Proof when I never win.
This is actually the first year that Arsenal actually Champions League. So
anyway, dude. Nnamdi, so what do you think about the game? Do you think City is a force to reckon with, or you just...
For sure. I mean, definitely. I think people are sleeping on City just because of how last season went. Even though, crazy enough, they came third, you know? It's just like, okay. You know, there was a bad run. Pep was killing himself. That's how you know that guy is a madman. You know, and but I feel like things are coming in, gelling in small. I think it's still, in a way, relatively, some parts are new here and there, pieces are new, but I'll still say it's still a solid core. You have arguably top three best strikers in the world. You have arguably top goalkeeper in the world. You know, that's a pretty hard team to beat. Foden here is enjoying himself. The only thing, yeah, fair, but he's been having injuries, so you know that one is. I don't know if you can really rely on him for the whole season. But I'll say like for the rest of it, you know, the team is still good. Becky really seems to be doing well with the team. There was a rotation, but he came in, he still scored. I think Foden is stepping up. But I don't know how much he's stepping up. To me, I still feel like there's a little weakness in him. I think mentally, I don't think he's really that nigga yet, for real. I think De Bruyne definitely left a huge space in the team. And he's trying to be that guy. I think Haaland has taken up the mantle, but Haaland can only take up the mantle in the only way he can, which is by scoring consistently. You know, as far as creativity and leading the midfield, that's not Haaland's job. Technically, it should be Foden. Foden is supposed to take over from De Bruyne. So, I mean, he's good. I feel like I need to see him lead for a whole season. Not this is on and off performances where he'll do well in one game. And that game, he can be completely ghost. Like, he needs to really make it his own. Cherokee might even really end up taking his chain from him. Yeah.
City at this point, with the level of squad depth that they have and the new creative guys that they brought in, like Cherokee, even Reinders, so he's a little bit
Reinders, for sure.
On the attacking side. I would say those guys... Foden necessarily doesn't even have to step up. If anything, like you said, I think it's Cherokee that is actually going to or looking to fill in that mantle of like being that top creative number 10. And then, you know, Foden still likes to shoot. I don't really see Foden as a creator. I see him more as a shadow striker type back attack.
Yeah, fair.
So, I think Cherokee, it's nice to see Cherokee finally like, you know, gelling with the team. It seems like he went through like a very difficult session of like training because they showed the guy's weight change. I was like, hopefully this guy is going to ball. Because he was even the one that has the most promise for him and Reinders, at least. It's the two of them that I was scared of. And Reinders hit it off, but it seems like he has kind of cooled off. Maybe it's due to rotations and all these things. But apart from even, I just feel Man City, a lot of their players are starting to like get the opportunity to express themselves, even the likes of Ndoku. Because, bro, I've been seeing Doku is the boy in midfield now. And I'm like, I thought Doku was just a typical touchline winger, but it's like a lot of their players are starting to evolve. So, City is still definitely, I still see them as a top threat, even though all the Sunday they're shouting Arsenal.
I think we should play there.
Yeah.
I see Arsenal for Prem. I don't really see Arsenal for Champs.
It's scary.
Like, I see Arsenal for Premier League, but I don't know. I don't really get them for. I don't really feel them like that for Champions League.
Pull up. Let's be City. Leave Arsenal.
City and Arsenal like for winning. I generally see like, I don't know. Arsenal doesn't give me a competition winner. I can see City being more favorite for Champions League. Huh?
Okay, so. If like they're not favorites, who do you think can beat City?
Huh?
If City aren't favorites for Champions League, who would you put ahead of them?
Bayern still there now.
Bayern are favorites for this season.
Okay.
Bayern is crazy.
So
man.
I think for me with City, right, I'm still waiting, right? And I think the dismantling of Bournemouth was a good enough. Like, I'm like giving them like probably the same thing your players do with Arsenal, like week to week. Week to week, sign on with them. Like, I'm still waiting for them. Like, okay, I think the last time I said if they lose to Bournemouth or they drop points, my hunch is correct. Right now they play Liverpool. Right, I'm also putting my cards there again. If they beat Liverpool,
so you go put your card every game
because I'm not sure of them. Like, I'm not sure of them. I also don't think they are. I think whatever. Whenever Pep figures it out completely, like, and you know when he does, when he catches a stretch of games, right? Whenever he figures it out completely, then City are favorites for me for anything. Then, like,
yeah,
can be champs, can be Premier League, can be definitely Carabao Cup because that guy doesn't play with that cup.
He doesn't play with any cup.
Yeah, I have Newcastle.
That's just so he doesn't play any cup.
I'm just waiting for him to figure it out, right? Like, figure out, like, if he does. Right.
No, I think he will. Yeah. I think maybe second half of the season.
It's a week to week basis for me.
I mean, this is what he does every year now. Like, I mean, except, you know, like, of course, last year was horrible. But generally, you know, the first half of the season, things are still moving around. He's figuring things out. The second half is when he's really clicking. You know, so really,
I'm waiting for that.
His second half of the season before I can really say, okay. For sure, he's figured it out. I think as of right now,
anyway, you guys,
he's figured it out, but, you know, he's still figuring it out. But Haaland is just, you know, Haaland is just going to Haaland. And then also the level of keeper that they have in Donnarumma. Ah, man. Like, that was such a good buy.
Forget that last season they had the strongest second half of the season. They went on the run last season as well.
Every season, that's just how it is every year. The second half is when Pep is like, okay, I figured it out.
You're going to run this season again. In fact, right now, on a run. Right now, they are on a run. If you guys actually...
Yeah, but it's low-key. That's why I'm doing like week-to-week buying. Like, okay,
well, I'm worried. I need people to put more pressure on them and start calling them favorites. Because this one, they're going under the radar. They're just accumulating.
That's what I'm saying. They're under the radar. I think
Pep's legacy is safe, so there's nothing that he needs to be called out for anything. Like,
no, I'm not calling him.
Legacy is safe. They don't need to be called anything. When they come,
too much.
And when City come, they will come, and you will know. You won't need anybody to tell you. They will come. Liverpool fans can always tell you this thing. When they come, and you as an Arsenal fan,
I mean Arsenal fans know too now from experience.
You won't need anybody to put pressure. You won't need Sky Sports to come and tell you, "Our City." You will see them, and you will
see them.
Well, I'm just letting you know they are already there, and I think people should start calling them.
I don't think they're already there. They
just beat Bournemouth.
I don't think they are there.
No, I don't think they're winning too. Don't remember, but would they be there in top three?
Yeah, for sure.
Besides the fact the only reason why I was giving a small leg now is because it seems like our defense is on a generational thing right now. With non-considering moves like against Slavia Praga. I was actually like the fact that was mad. Like I felt Gabriel's pain when they initially gave that penalty. When we're winning 3-0. That is just the big difference that I'm seeing between like Arsenal and Man City right now. But outside of that, City can win the league any year, bro. Those guys, they have the top talent. Like, and now that they even have, I mean, before their keeper, Ederson was very good. He was even better with his feet. But Donnarumma, I think, is kind of, you know, what he lacks in ball play, he gives as an add-on in terms of shot stopping, even though I didn't think Ederson was a bad shot stopper too.
So, which I feel like is more important.
I don't think as a team. Right, right.
It's a quick point on Donnarumma. I think we're all of the belief that he's the best keeper in the world.
Calm down.
But he's one of the best.
I mean, yeah, arguable. I'm not saying it's not arguable. It's arguable. But I can't just say confidently he is.
I think who wins the best keeper in the world is Donnarumma because of his exploits last season.
Yeah, but before last season,
like from what we can see.
Courtois is the best keeper in the world. Like, I'm not even arguing now.
Okay, so the reason why I say that is because I think it's also because Madrid concede a shit ton of chances. I think in similar situations, Donnarumma, I think Donnarumma would make the same saves, but I feel like his aura is not the same as Courtois. And I don't know if it's just vibe aura or if it's because, and I don't know who's taller. But maybe Courtois to me looks a little taller. And I
think about right? When you spoke Courtois, free kicks, your career did change. The reason why
you want to talk, rise
I about that, right?
Free kicks, not free kicks.
You become a free kick master. So,
I never saw
your first two free kicks in your life.
Well deserved, bro. Those free kicks, especially that second one, they just say is a lie. I was watching that match with today in his house. We're not even looking at the team. We're just like, it's a lie. And he was even worse than the first one. I was like, change that nigga life. That nigga got any award that declares God from there.
Yeah, from there.
But we can all see it, though.
I think he affected his big and stabbed himself.
No, the rest was in Ballon d'Or.
That's what's going to kick against is there.
They can't go Ballon d'Or.
No, it's not about free kick specifically. I'm saying his ball delivery. He drops an assist every week, bro. Have you checked Declan Rice stats this week? This season? Every week, all of our corner, they score. Who is this that they deliver? It's Rice and Saka now. This guy,
that will not mean that.
Every week. Almost
bro,
every week.
This is a Zobo.
Not Zobo, bro. Go and check Rice's game.
It's not an assist every week now.
I mean, he has the highest GA in midfield as a midfield for any midfielder in Premier League this season,
but that's because what are people doing now?
Who has the higher goal and assist now?
It's him that has the highest now, whether it's Connor
in the middle of Premier League.
Yes, it doesn't matter. He says he has delivered the ball.
I mean, not
what was saying was that Donnarumma before last season. Bro, I knew a lot of PSG fans who did not fuck with that guy because of previous Champions League exploits. How he basically sent them packing multiple times.
Yeah, fair.
Because I remember leaving PSG and everything. He was not really that much.
But I feel like when he first joined them, there were some mental things he had to go through. Because he was better when he was in what team was he in before he went
Milan.
To AC Milan? He was better. Then he went to PSG, had a little slump. And then I think mentally he just got back again last season. He's settling in well in England, so that was an issue.
True. But yeah, I think it's time we move on from Manchester City. They are good for sure. But do you guys think Newcastle will have the kind of run that Villa had last season?
That striker that they got is clutch. That watermelon guy.
Sorry. I have to bring it back.
This guy is gone. This thing.
Yeah, because it's not this point that you people will gonna be peddling rubbish information. Declan Rice doesn't have the most assists. From who?
He didn't say assists. He said goal and assists.
What did you say?
Goal and assists.
Goals and assists. Goals plus assists.
Okay, so let's make the definition where may I am. He has the most GA as a what? As a player in the league.
Midfielder. No, he said midfielder.
As a midfielder.
Hey, now check that one now.
Mm-hmm. He has 2 goals and 2 assists, right? So he has 4 GA is the highest for a midfielder this season.
According to
check now.
It's big chances. Confirm. I'm sure big chances, not GA. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe
just confirm now.
I just remember something. I remember that last poll. The Thank you, thank you. Since we are doing corrections, remember that our injury conversation.
That was.
Which one? When I was telling you that, you said out of the big teams, Tottenham, top three, Arsenal, no get the most injuries.
Tottenham and who?
Do you remember that argument we're having about like who had the most injuries in Premier League last season?
Yeah, who had it?
Like at what point though?
Yes, where Sam was like. Out of all the big teams, I even Chelsea.
I said they were one of the most. Did I say the most, or did I say one of the most?
You said that Arsenal are now the most in the big teams. That Chelsea even have more than Arsenal. Okay. I was like,
which one is big teams? Well, don't say
the only
big teams.
Big team say if you can start Arsenal in big. Team.
Okay. Don't say all the teams.
It was Brighton, Tottenham, one small team than Arsenal. But okay. I'm not considering Tottenham a big team. Chance.
Team will win Europa. Are they Champions League too.
It is fair. But before we are, as Sam is looking up the Can Rice stats,
this guy, you don't lie, in the guy, he get 4 goals, 1 assist, and Grealish to get 5.
Isn't there no be winger? I say midfielder, please. I guess you're calling India a midfielder.
Technically, Grealish is a midfielder. Are we talking as central midfielders?
Central midfielder. Can you get what I mean? I swear
you
get
what I mean. You can't specify.
You win the bracket, don't they get smaller?
Guy, I'm talking about people like Zubi Mendy, Caicedo, Reinders, those kind of people.
Yeah,
so what you say?
I say Enzo Fernandez if they inside that mix. You show me saying a penalty.
Yes, now people...
We don't beef up Enzo start, but
that one day your mind. That one day your mind.
You know, I just be very pedantic right now. You guys know what I mean by mission.
Ah, look at God.
Yeah, they use big English.
Fernandez get the same as Declan Rice.
Bruno, they always do things.
Granny Xhaka get the same GA as Declan Rice.
Do they have more than
him? Fernandez self get the same GA as Declan Rice.
They have more than him.
But you said the most. He didn't have the most.
But all of those names that you mentioned, they take penalties. All of them take penalties.
They come up penalties.
Bruno penalties. Bruno don't miss penalties. Die. So Bruno take also just pass out. Bruno don't even talk.
Xhaka don't take penalty.
Hey, no worry. But
now,
see, as long as.
Okay. Bruno, give me right.
As long as they don't have more than me.
We go, guys, they do fact checking. When person
talk about the fact check, now say, hold on. The top two central midfielders now, Bruno Guimarães and Declan. Declan gets 2 goals, 3 assists. Bruno Guimarães gets 3 goals, 2 assists.
I think that's overall in the league. Declan Rice only has 4 GA. In the league, Declan Rice only has 4 GA. 4. 2
See,
goals.
At the end of the day. Is among the highest. Is the highest or not?
Okay, then me, I will put. Okay, now you see when I told you that argument that the upside of Rice is marginally higher than Enzo Fernandez. Unadi, how many GA does Enzo Fernandez have?
Crucial.
Anyway,
I didn't even think.
I don't recognize him in my head.
But see him there. The marginal.
I fact check.
And
Enzo Fernandez. No penalty, they count now. Count. I'm not going to talk to you.
If you know the. Because the assist from Declan Rice,
Is it five?
If you penalty, this is going corner.
Okay, I drop him. Okay.
Now I'm just confirmed it's 5.
No, it's not. Dinandi is using
charge. Hold on.
I'm a stats guy.
I don't know. Right.
Declan is 5 overall. But just in Prem, okay. It's just 4 contributions that Declan has.
Anyway, you guys, it's okay. The main thing is that Rice is the best midfielder in the world.
I highly disagree. I violently disagree. Vehemently even disagree.
No problem.
Not even in England, Seth. I know Dasha. But, opinion.
He scored the best keeper in the world. On the biggest stage.
Rice,
so,
that's why
the Ether Ballon, they all... Ranking, I swear that free kick changed that man's life. The free kick is second.
So how far?
Always have wonderful moments.
FIFA, you guys don't see anything about that. I say how far Declan Rice, Copa Mada entered FIFA World XI. I think that was a little. I think that was like in our Club World Cup they used to do that thing. Because Witty Kofi, like, I mean, it's good, but best in the world. That would reach that level now. Well, you know, everything are propaganda. As we push the Clara, he said push Kopama. Even Kaisedo now, nah, where did they talk? No, Kaisedo,
I know they push Kopama. Chelsea fans know they push him. Now football they push him. When they watch God work for a leg.
So you know this.
Papa life.
You know they watch the
last Arsenal player to enter fifth pro 11 was Thierry Henry, 2006 at B7. That's the last player to enter fifth pro 11. Me, Jorginho. Has been in fifth pro 11. Jorginho has been European Player of the Year.
It's not propaganda.
It's not propaganda. Okay. It's not. Football, no, they lie. You know they lie. Yeah. Your own is Henry. You they used to Henry long. But don't worry. This year, success is coming to Arsenal. FA Cup. And they get that. I believe in you.
Premier League, Champions League. Anyway, my question. Do we think Newcastle is making like an answer? Bro, let's move on. Let's.
So,
especially when they win trophy, not they do drought. Man, you find them be police.
I feel
all of them. They go, they look your trophy. Yeah, no be gold, no be silver.
I know.
Which one? I don't carry now for the past how many years?
If they pay Arsenal players on top of the trophy that they win, they go all broke. Their bank account and my bank account go look the same.
In a way they pay now for the trophies where you don't win. Now why not broke? Why not they restructure your wages? You got to talk this thing.
Whoa. Let's keep it professional, guys.
let's get back on track.
Okay. Come back on track.
Is Newcastle going far this season in Champions League? I personally have many Premier League teams actually going far from what I've seen so far.
What is going far?
At least like quarterfinals, semifinals, like Aston Villa last season.
I don't have Newcastle going anywhere, honestly.
Really? They've looked pretty good.
I think they do solid in the games they play. I think they'll get into, of course, the top 8 or top 16. But I think that I watched that Barca game, man, and they looked like they were shocked that people they play ball. Like no set pieces. They were not doing any set pieces. They were not like you could even see it in the way the media and Newcastle media were talking afterwards. Like this is the best thing we've ever seen. And like, oh my God, no, this is Champions League, guy. You are playing higher quality football here, bro.
Yeah.
And it just looked like it shocked them. Now, don't get me wrong, they are no scrubs, and that they are great, and their style of play will take them far. But far is relative. I see them first round. If the draw favors them with somebody that is like false, that is a lie, then they might get past that. But I see them first round, like after group stage, then they're
mm-hmm. Okay. So first round for you.
First round.
I think they can do similar to Villa, maybe quarterfinals.
I don't think so. I think you people were downplaying how good Emery is as a European manager. I think that guy knows how to mastermind a team. Like he knows how to cook a team. Now I'm not saying like the world is anybody's oyster these days, right? Because we're in a brave new world, so we don't. Who knows how far Eddie Howe can go?
But Lokisha, I think I have the belief that Howe has peaked for Newcastle for the ambitions they claim to have.
Yeah,
in the league this season, I see how they're struggling. I think it's time to move on if they really want to win the Premier League.
Yeah, I think they're first.
I don't see
that's my this, prediction.
Yeah, because. Honestly, that's their Champions League games low-key be looking, even when they play at home. I mean, I'm just talking off of last season, like when they beat Gofar, that Barca game, bro, yeah, I get that they were underdogs, but it seemed like they were scared. And I think they even played at home, like one of those games was in their home game. It didn't look like a competition. It looked like these guys were outplaying them in every facet of the game. So, like this guy said, maybe some of all these smaller teams where, you know, your quality is just slightly better. But when they start meeting like top quality European competition, anybody that has been in Europe for a while, if they should meet Newcastle, they can flog them. So that's why I don't see them going too far. Not too far, but at this stage.
I feel like if Newcastle Arsenal play, right, in Champions League, they will see a different Arsenal. Like, they will not believe the Arsenal that they have been meeting. Like, I think, okay, yes, the Arsenal beat them the last game, and, you know, but it's close games, right? Close games. I think they will see, like, that the level, like, the ball that they use for this tournament, no be that ball we did in England. It's not different. You will see, like, why they call it Champions League. Like, if Newcastle face Arsenal in Champions League, it will just be who? It was the same guys that you see, you will just see something different. There's a very, I love the tournament, right? So it's so unforgiving, right? So unforgiving. Like when Chelsea carry World Champions crest, go meet Bayern Munich. This just game match week one, you see the way they are moving you around. They move you around. You'll be like, oh, okay, all right. But there are serious things are happening here. Like, and that's just how the tournament is, right? That's just how the tournament is.
Well, you think that they have experience because they were here not long ago, and they, at least after what they experienced, maybe that 1 year in the Champions League might have given them.
They didn't go out of the group stage. They didn't get out of the group stage.
They did it now, but like they still played in the Champions League. So I'm saying maybe they can go one further this time around.
I gave them the one further out of the group stage.
they played well against Athletic Club, though.
Huh?
They played well 2-0 against Athletic Club.
Athletic Club is not a good team currently.
Fair. Fair.
Athletic That's... Club will lose to Man U. Athletic Club.
Not they call Man U like
lost
that.
To Man U last season.
Not they draw us like that. We did okay. Man U, we know we're not one of the best, but we did okay.
Well, you beat us, but you still did below me. How that one did happen?
Let's just finish you, now. Let's just finish. Let's just finish now. You want to play?
You want to put a wager on it?
I never did bet, even on top end.
Nah, fans.
He said it's against his religion.
Now, do you think Newcastle will go far?
In the champs? Or in the Prem?
Yeah.
Which one? Champions League or Prem?
In the champs.
Champs.
Champions League.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think so, just because, man, Champions League is a whole different ballgame, man. Like, of course, I think they will qualify for the next round.
Mm-hmm.
But going far, what does going far mean? Semi-finals?
Quarter-finals.
Quarter-finals. Possible. I think the Prem is just crazy strong, man.
Yeah, okay.
I think there's a possibility.
Okay.
Would I say it's a high chance? I don't know. But I can see it happening. Semi-finals, I don't think so. In the Prem, could they be top four? I see it possibly. Just because I was trying to use this season to see if Chelsea would be my third team in the Premier League, but they're clearly not a serious team. So Arsenal is still going to be my third favorite team in the Premier League.
Third?
Yes, now.
No one can.
You can't take out my Manchester team now. So I need a third team to support. So either way, I must always win a trophy every season. It's only last season that I went. Last season that I went, I not win any trophy. Last season was my first trophyless season as a Premier League fan.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, because you're hacking the system with two teams. you can go.
Technically, three teams. If Arsenal won something, I would have won something. But it's okay. But I can't rely on Arsenal.
Let's talk to Arsenal too.
I said they're my third favorite Premier League team.
Well, I think
so. My first one, of course. Say 1A, 1B. Man U, Man City.
Castle Spurs, though. Who do you think will do better in the champs?
Spurs.
That's fair. I think so too. We'll move on, Shajari. But yeah. So Arsenal versus these guys.
Bayern or Slavia?
Slavia Prague. The fact that I actually forgot their name is crazy. That shows how the game went. But for that game specifically, I actually think we had a very, very shaky first 10 minutes. Arsenal versus Slavia. But the moment Arsenal scored, as usual,
yeah,
it was a non-event from there onwards. I think what I liked most about the game was just how how low key he became when we scored our goal. That's really all there is to be said about it. And Merino, of course, looking like the bags man that he's supposed to be. Not a striker, though. The bags man is very, they're very different things. He always get his goals. But I still need this guy to be back to our team as soon as possible. Gyökeres.
Yeah.
Listen, Rice had a very good game.
How long is he out for?
Yeah, I don't think they're sure yet.
I mean, it seems to be something minor.
Hopefully, yeah.
I'm out to sell Gyökeres in a bit.
Yeah, I'm out to sell.
But yeah, I think that game, that Slavia Prague game was just joyful to watch my team just being in so much control. Even though it's Slavia Prague, obviously, you're supposed to beat like a smaller team.
No, it's away from home. That's Arsenal of old. That could have been a banana skin for us. But yeah, man, I think Rice has been quite immense this season. And I think he's going under the radar because of Gabriel's performances and the defense as a whole. But I think he's very, very vital to that defense actually being pretty good. This guy also played pretty well. Norgard was pretty good as well. Yeah, I think it's nice seeing all these benchers come in and play well for the team. I think that's kind of encouraging. But talking about Arsenal having depth this season, you like to say that depth don't finish, yeah? Because right now, if you get any more injuries, we're looking very, very bad.
I don't believe that's okay. Right.
I just need these guys to come back. I mean, I saw Jesus straight.
Mm-hmm. As long as Mr. Reliable is there, you guys really don't have an issue. The depth is just to push you.
Oh, Saka. Yeah.
Saka has been okay, but I wouldn't say he's been like balling out as per usual.
Because he's letting other people have shine. He's just letting people have shine, bro. That's just what it is. If you really need it, Saka is going to be there. Like, that's just, he's not tripping. It's just like, okay, there's less wahala that he has to do. And then your defense just being unlocked is crazy, bro. Like, and that's what's really making me take Arsenal more seriously this season. It's just, I've literally heard so many different managers say it in different sports. Defense wins championships. Like, that's just what it is. Like, if you stop people from scoring you, like, worst case scenario, if you can stop everybody from scoring you, the worst scenario is you are getting a draw. And that's still a point.
Fair. I mean, I think my fear, though, is just that.
And Arsenal is not even drawing. You are still winning. So,
yeah, my fear in this clean sheet mentality, yeah, this clean sheet, is a good
like, I can't really see.
You don't hear me?
How Arsenal doesn't win one trophy this season.
They mute.
Like, if they don't win one, well, at that point, I don't really know what it is. It's like, it's at that point, it's generational curses. Like, that just, like, for real. Like, somebody has, you might need to leave your pitch because somebody has buried hyena there and cost you guys for real. That's the only way. Like, bro, you can't keep building the best team that has never won anything. Like, that's crazy.
Anyway, okay, what are you saying?
Thank God, see, I just did my camera and my team know they work as I rejoin. But what I was just gonna say is that, I mean, I get it though. Like, the defense is honestly the most exciting.
Now, leave me, I know they're hearing too.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's why you were laughing, because you were not hearing him tell you.
But yeah, but my thing is, like, you know, we're going on this run. We are saying, oh, clean sheet. I'm just scared that when we start to actually meet teams, I mean, yeah, we have met a lot of big teams. We met the Atleticos, we met some other big guys, and we kept clean sheets against them. But it's just the player's mentality when you actually meet people that can score you. You know, if you meet the likes of, I don't know, Mbappe's, the likes of Haaland, where, you know, these are top strikers. And regardless of how you hold your clean sheets, there's every possibility that they can just score. And what is now our mentality outside of that? Like, are we able to take one or two goals and still be like, fuck it, why not? We're not letting any more in. Or would pressure done on these guys if it's at such a late stage into competition where it's like they've never, like, the season had seemed fairly straightforward for them. You know, we enter, we carry our clean sheets, we go away. We enter, we no concede shots, we go away. And then first game, maybe in the first 10 minutes, they pop you one goal. And then you're like, and you're in the semi-finals or some shit, and then you're like, Omo, okay. These things are actually pretty serious now. So I'm just curious to see how they are, how they like will overcome those kind of challenges, because obviously they will still come. They will meet better opposition as they move up. So yeah, that's just it from me.
Beg, I know they hear anything they say, so let me know, I beg. Like, you're the only one I'm not hearing.
Okay, we will find out how they react to the situation maybe later on in the season. I mean, but at least so far, we've met Man City and Newcastle, and they scored us first, Abi. So that is, those games showed me that they have the mentality to be able to react to difficult situations and come back.
Not for me.
Come back in a game.
I mean, how many goals were you down by?
Not for me.
I mean, City scored us very early on. Newcastle scored us as well.
I mean, early on, I don't feel like early on is really coming back now. Early on, you have the whole game. If they score you 80-90 minutes.
Yeah, that's fair.
That one seems more like, okay, will they come back?
But I guess what me I'm saying that be having the mentality of coming back from a difficult game, like when teams score you.
I mean, you guys have done this. I don't think this is just your first season doing this, bro. Like, I don't know. It doesn't look anything different to me. I don't know. It's only you I can hear. I can hear everybody else except you.
Can you hear me now?
Nah, bro.
Because I was on mute before.
I can hear Ofe.
Yeah, but
I think Sam would call. But anyway, my biggest issue with Arsenal is not an issue. It's the injuries. I need us to stop having constant injuries. I need us to stop having constant injuries.
And that's where I think the curse is from. Because every year is injury, bro. Like, I don't think there's any year where you can be like, nah, injuries didn't affect our
23-24. I don't think we had a pretty good season injury wise. But
what happened at the end?
We lost to the 2 points to City.
But there was a period of time you lost players.
Yeah, we lost players, but they came back. But I don't care about short term injury. I'm saying long term injury, like to keep players. I want us to go through this season without having.
They should lose Saliba during that 23-24.
No, that was 22-23.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about our mentality. I think these guys have shown to have very strong mentality.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a mentality issue for you guys at this point.
I just need us to sort out our attacker. I don't think our attacker has clicked to the level where I think we can get to.
I mean,
I don't think it's a skill issue. I think our attack needs to click more. Overall, I don't really.
I think Odegaard missing might also be affecting it too.
Yes. I mean, I'm nitpicking for problems. That's how good we are right now. I'm actually struggling to find problems.
Hey, God, one day.
The biggest thing to me is our attack sinking. And also, the injuries. We need to, whether it's our training or whatnot, because this is consistent.
No, it's definitely an injury. I don't think it's training, bro. Before Arteta came, you guys had injury issues. It has to be your training pitch. Or there's an evil spirit somewhere. Those are your only two options. Bro, this has been since Wenger's time, bro.
But let's look at now. Because Gyökeres came into our club without barely having muscular injuries. All of a sudden, he had muscle injuries.
So it's only two things.
Madueke don't get hamstring.
It's either, I don't think it's your training, bro. Because before them, these injuries were still happening. So it's either your training pitch, something's wrong with it. Maybe your physios, you've not changed them. You need to get new physios or sports doctors. You know, maybe a new health. I don't know how you guys can have good sports doctors with all the money you're making. That's crazy. Or is that evil spirit? Like, those are your options.
You guys are pushing this evil spirit agenda, sis.
Because there's no, okay, give me something reasonable. Like, I don't see how. Like, bro, you have the money to hire the best doctors in the world. You have to hire the best physios in the world. What else can it be?
So it has to be evil spirit. See, guy, I think Arteta trains are very, very have to high intensity. Have you seen Eze recently, bro? Eze be moving like he has a this no, he's clearly struggling.
But you have enough players to rotate, so like can it really be high intensity? Nigga, if you can't run this 90 minutes, get them.
No, but why Madueke?
So he's the only one that had the highest intensity. So you're telling me now, with your chest, that Arteta is the most intense coach? Is that what it is?
I mean, he has to be high up there. Probably high up there.
I'm not saying he's not high up there, but is he the most intense coach?
Funny enough, it's probably.
Like I can't hear you. So somebody be translating to me what Okpe is saying, please.
It's probably Eddie Howe.
Because when you look at the way the requirements that our strikers have, our attacking players have, to drop so deep. Like, I think Arsenal is one of the few teams that have our attackers dropping that deep into the defense, constantly game in, game out, like week in, week out. It's not so many other top teams that do that.
The way we defend as a team, an attack as a team, there's a lot of running that maybe players who come into our club are not used to, or maybe the training, because it makes no sense that players who leave their club with clean injury records and come to Arsenal and be injured every time.
So you agree with me?
I think it's the training. It has to be. Oh, bad luck. I mean, I thought I said it's bad luck.
Bad luck, not evil spirit. What are you saying? It's called the spirit of bad luck.
People are inadvertently making Nnamdi's point.
Like, bro, you can't tell me, okay, so are you telling me, Arteta, after all these seasons, he's like, let me keep doing the same thing that's injuring my players.
Now
he has more squad depth, he's rotating the players more. Someone like Saka Sef that didn't get injured for years, right? I understand that one. So you're telling me he's the only one that is completely unique? Like, he wasn't going through the same training? Like, bro, I don't believe it, bro.
His hamstring now.
It's because it's after years of playing like 90 minutes, 38 games a season, almost 38 games a season, bro. Like, that's what affects you. That one is logical. But you're bringing in new players.
As of last season, though, they didn't run the most. And I don't think they will run the most this season either. It's not the teams that usually top those things are not the. They are not the style of football that Arsenal plays. Like,
so what are you trying to say?
That the running thing that they are talking about is
I said training.
So if it's not training,
as per the training, you are inside. Abi, you said they work for.
Wait, how can it be training? And like, don't the physios and the doctors see the training? Wouldn't they like say, oh, nah, cut down some teams? Like, don't they like schedule stuff like that? Are they not part of the team that schedules everything? Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not there, so I can't understand.
I mean, I don't think Arsenal would run more than teams that they mostly defend, because we usually have the ball more. But when we lose the ball, we do press.
How more did they crease? Person not they press your head before. You know how you go, they're out of breath. Every time they come, you are moving. You are not, just because you are standing and defending doesn't mean you are not really running. You are not really doing something.
That's what I'm saying. No, they hear me. I said, yeah, teams that defend more most of the time. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, they're probably going to run more than, like, Newcastle probably going to run more than Arsenal for sure. Because we have the ball most of the time.
Exactly. So what are you saying? So you sound
in terms of like tracking back, doing those things, our players actually put in a lot of work.
Yeah, I see that. Of course. I'm not saying I don't think you guys cannot be top five in tracking back and doing that. I can see that. But
anyway,
you'll be top two in injury. Or top three.
No, nothing. There's nothing new.
Arsenal games are not interesting, man. They are just winning. It's okay. Let them win. No, I'm happy for you.
I mean, I think they would like, I think the fans would like that to be uninteresting. I think so.
Of course,
even if Arsenal have lost the game, I don't think there was anything to really learn from the game, too. It's like,
it happens.
Their defense is good. And the Arsenal story is the same, right? The magic of Arsenal isn't till the next half, the second half of the season. So
yeah, I mean, it's not really till the second half of the season.
They've been top of the table, even in years that they don't have. They don't necessarily have a better. The only different thing is that this year, for the first time, they do seem like they have a lot of like balance in terms of like player, in terms of profiles and in terms of like squad depth. They do look like they have a lot of balance.
Yeah.
That should help them later on. But them looking hot in the beginning of the season is like the tail as
well. Yeah, fair. That's
when that is. So,
I mean, to be fair, this season is going to be crazy. The last time we were on top, it was like 5 points. It was 8 points, but still had the game in hand. But
there's nothing interesting. The only thing that is interesting, right, is that I think you are keeping more clean sheets. Okpe made a very good point. Like, the games are going the way they have been, like some other, you've played a lot of good hard games. Not even that.
Yeah, Arsenal had the second hardest start to the season.
Yeah, they had a very hard this thing. Let's not downplay that. Chelsea actually had the easiest out of the big teams per se. They had the easiest run of first fixtures and the fumble that, which is fair, right? Not to say Arsenal haven't played hard games. They have played hard games. I do think that what Pep was saying is that what happens when the scenario is different, right? Okay, you are losing to Newcastle 1-0 or Man City earlier on. The game plan is obvious, right? Mm-hmm. Equalize, win or draw, right? The City won, they drew. The Newcastle won, they won, right? So equalize, win or draw. What happens when the game state doesn't favor you? What happens when Szoboszlai scores 75 minutes free kick? What happens then? That's the change of plan. We're drawing now. Like, what happens when the game state is chaotic? What happens when it's not the clean sheets doesn't end? Like, you're not keeping the clean sheets. The set piece is not working. What happens then? Those are the...
When the set piece is not working, that's what I want to see.
When the set piece is not working, because they use the set pieces to open the game, right?
Yeah.
That's actually how they... It's not necessarily because they use the set pieces to circumvent chance creation. So they will score the first goal from the set piece, and now the game has opened, right? The game state has opened, right? So what happens when 90 minutes, the set piece doesn't happen? Do you finally create, like, because do the magic men, Saka and Trossard, who is kind of on form, funny enough, like, do the magic men, like, kick in and, like, save the team? Like, what happens when the answer to the question is not straightforward, you know? That's the big question, like, because that's what happened in the Liverpool game. Like, 0-0, Arsenal, ole, 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 waiting for set piece, then they pop you, pop, what do we do now? Like, we don't necessarily. That's why that is the question. Like, you score the set piece goal, now the game is open, then you score an open play goal, and even the open play goals are looking like set piece goals, but they are still good open play goals. Like, the assist for Merino was top-notch. The finish was top-notch. I'm not... Even to get the set piece, you don't just get the set piece by a woof now. You have to play well and get out of it too. So,
of course, you shoot the ball and hope somebody touches so you can go for corner.
Yeah, but they're not doing that. They're actually playing well to try and get the corner. Me, my Arsenal, when I want to start with Arsenal, it's not now. It's going to be next when I have time for it. I don't have any beef with Arsenal now. Nothing they can do will shock me now, right? Which is an interesting match to watch. Will be an interesting game to watch. Bayern Arsenal. But I won't learn anything. But then that winter comes, when the weather is cold, and we're now going to next year, and then the business end of it, where the teams that want to be serious now, like, all right, then that's when you now actually start questioning the Arsenal. Everything is going working good for them.
I mean, they really do this. This is like
they're getting right now.
If you are to write Arsenal's playbook, I can see this happening. Just their defense being unlocked, I'll say, is a new unlock. Like this level is just a new storyline that I feel like could be the big difference.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But I mean, we'll see.
I think it's been happening before, like Arsenal teams of old, like before, like Arteta recently, the defense has been undoing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the last time I talked about was actually, okay. First, do you think we're going to break that record?
No,
actually, 15 goals for Chelsea. It was Chelsea's record.
In a season.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you guys are defensive, but I don't think you're that defensive, man.
Are we actually? I mean. at this point when Chelsea did it, it was just a goal difference. Chelsea has conceded two goals. So if anything can, I don't know if they will, but if anything can, I think this Arsenal team can. It would be crazy if they do it, yeah.
I mean, did Chelsea win the league that season?
They did.
So how you guys, so you guys will probably do the same thing and not win the league.
There's anything that can do it is Arsenal. Yeah, but you have the record for being the longest.
Arsenal always tell all these stories now.
Arsenal, I think Arsenal has the record for being the longest on spending the most time on the table, top of the table without winning it now. You have the record for
that. That's over a long period of time. I'm saying one season, you can say only 15 goals.
Doesn't matter. You guys are the only club that is worse than Arsenal in terms of choking, right? It's Tottenham. That's the only club that's worse than you. You are the number one.
I think in terms of people that are just below Arsenal, Shine being second, I think it's Liverpool. Liverpool will be second too.
They are saying second. I'm talking about choking. Liverpool have 6 Champions Leagues. What are you talking about? How dare you? How dare you? Liverpool have 20 Premier Leagues. What are you talking about?
We have 13 Premier League.
All right, I'm going to this way. You know, smoke Arsenal canna.
No, you're talking about being first in top of the league. As if
my opinion, I don't think you will get the 15, but you look prime. You look primed for it right now, but it's a week by week thing.
Anyway,
you get a red card. You get an early red card against Brighton. Game don't cast. What's going to happen there?
I mean, all these questions will be answered as the season goes on. But right now, of course, there's a lot of hope and, you know, positivity.
I mean, there's always hope, man.
Yeah. There's no true despair without hope.
God. But better to have hope than... Anyway, we didn't actually touch on Madrid. I don't know if we have time.
We should have done Liverpool Madrid. We can start with that the next game, though. The next spot.
Premier League is Premier League. Premier League, man. That's just what it is. I think
right now,
Premier League is just Premier League, man. I mean, Madrid can always do something in the latter part of Champions League for sure, but as far as like Baba, who they ball? Yes, Prem, man. I think that's just what this whole Champions League format is showing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like Madrid and Barca, they really only have their name because, of course, Messi, Ronaldo, but also because they are in La Liga. I don't think they would have nearly the same amount of local trophies if they are in the Prem.
La Liga, I mean, at their pump, I can't really say that because they are dominating Champions League as well. But
yeah, I was saying Champions League. But even when Madrid are dominating Champions League, they are even dominating La Liga. So
because pretty strong.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know, man.
I think both teams are suffering right now. They are not at their level at all. Madrid, they are top of the league, but they really have a lot of holes in their team. They really have a lot of frailties, defensive weaknesses, and midfield weaknesses as well.
Do you think Xabi can change things or there?
He can, but right now I think he's still trying to figure out the best way to play because I see that he keeps making tactical mistakes, like playing Camavinga on the right wing. That was a weird decision. He struggled there a lot. He didn't even know what to do. He looked hopeless.
He's trying to
make players like happy by kind of trying to play them maybe where they want, maybe because Bellingham doesn't want to track back, play him as a 10, trying to force, let Mbappe keep going to the left with Vinny as well. Vinny, sometimes it works, but it doesn't work. I don't think he has a strong hold of the team yet, completely. And also, I think he probably doesn't even know what his best tactics is yet. Because, I don't know. They look worse than the table shows in La Liga.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, because I feel like La Liga is weaker, bro. Like, that's just what it is. Like, if they were in the Prem and they were doing all this shit, they'd probably be 8 with Man U. That's just what it is. They get to with a lot of things because of their league.
I think the jury is out on Xabi. Honest, I think this is a real test of his mettle as a coach, especially like in key, like, big games. Really, I know he beat Barcelona, but that's really the only big game he has won so far.
Barcelona, sir, I beg. Leave them.
Yeah, but besides that, Liverpool, I really can't say much based on this game, but they played very, very well.
Yeah, I think he's going back to the team that won Premier League. I think that's just what he's doing. You know, maybe we just Ekitike up front. That's literally it. And he's sticking with it. And I'm like, bro. I don't think he knows he has a winning formula. Like, I don't think he can really implement what he wanted to do. And he's like, club left me a blueprint. Let me just fall back and follow this blueprint. Like, that's just what it is. I think he realized that maybe his blueprints don't they work for Prem. So he's going off, and it's a great thing that our club did, you know, to like leave your team in a position that another manager can still use your team and win.
No, that's how you leave the club.
Yeah, but that's what I would say. That's my only gripe with Sir Ferguson. That nigga left us in shambles, put someone that didn't know what they were doing there. I just said, I'm out, I'm the greatest. and then left us to suffer for years, but I can't really say it's fully just him. The club needed a whole management thing. Long story. Anyhow, sir, who are they playing this weekend?
We're playing Sunderland. I think.
Okay, that'd be a good game.
Yep, that's the Granit Xhaka derby.
Yeah, that'd be a good game. Let me see who they play. So.
And Man U.
Yeah, we're playing Tottenham at their home.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a real test. That's a real test.
Yep.
It's okay, Sam. I'm not really too pressed. And I think Man U's advantage will really show in the second half of the season. Because all these teams,
City is playing Liverpool.
Ooh. I'm having a good weekend, though. Yeah, this is really a good weekend. Who's home?
Well, City's home.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see. A lot of things can happen this weekend. Hopefully, Arsenal survives. Maybe for your sake, Man U keeps on the good run.
I mean, if Man U beats Tottenham, then I know we're serious for real. Like, I would change from top 8 to top 6.
Yeah, Chelsea's playing Wolves, so they should win, I think. And hopefully, City and Liverpool find a way to both lose for my sake.
Okay.
For Arsenal's sake. But yeah, it was a nice conversation, guys.
Subscribe.
Make sure you subscribe and follow us on our Instagram pages. You will see that at the end of the video.
YouTube, everywhere, TikTok, we do everything.
Instagram, we're everywhere, exactly. So make sure to subscribe for more, you know, football banter and takes and hopefully and assertions of witchcraft. But
if you think I'm lying, write why or give you a better reason. If you think you have a better reason for it, put it in the comments.
It's actually because that's not play Club World Cup, so I don't understand. It's just you can claim to be suffering
exactly that. I'm saying so. If you have a better reason, put it in the comments because you can't tell me it's training, they've been doing this for years. Their bodies should be used to it, or they should have figured out to lessen the load. So,
first, all right, Broski,
all right, now, sis, man.
Peace.